Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly on Packer Avenue. Coming up tonight at 6, the Jordan Mailata Show, as it is every Monday. The Jordan Mailata, Elliot Shore Parks, and myself. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, who is already here. That's how excited he is for the Players Lounge.
We can't wait.
Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. Before we get into what Jalen said after the game, Ike, not a banner day for the defense yesterday, but you had to be proud seeing 5'8".
Oh, man.
Get that interception, running into the end zone. Former safety there, Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
Probably pretty decent ball skills, better than a normal edge.
Yeah.
Had to be excited seeing that play from him.
And he dropped one last week.
He did drop one last week.
So I'm used to 58 drop interceptions.
No, man. Hey, listen, especially against Minnesota, we catch them.
That's right.
Balls against Minnesota,
that's
man.
Right.
You kidding me? So, yeah, no, that was awesome. That was awesome to see Jalix Hunt make that play. He doesn't make it without Jalen Carter doing what he did.
Yep.
I mean, Carson took one right in the midsection.
Yeah.
I mean, to treat an Eagles legend like that by Jalen Carter was incredibly disappointing.
Stop it.
I feel bad for him.
And he already has a bad shoulder.
I know.
So
like,
you know that hurt.
That guy landed,
sure.
He landed on the line, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
We'll get out of the way. Yeah, nice catch by Jalen Carter. Good job. Now, he's not technically a linebacker, which actually makes it a little more impressive.
For Jalix?
Yeah. Hugh Douglas never had an interception.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
I know, he said he had one.
With the Eagles? Okay.
Did you have one in the Atlanta game? Okay.
Yeah,
how many yards you get on a return?
10.
There you go. There you go.
215-592-9494. Tim in Glenside. You're on WIP. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? I'm here to bring the hate.
Oh, there you go.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
It's time for Spike and Fritz to admit that Jalen is top 5 elite quarterback in the league.
No.
Perfect passer rating. He can do it when he has the blocking and the play calling. He can do it.
He's been the best. Tim.
And when the games are the brightest, the biggest games, he's played his butt off, right? And he wins. Does the Super Bowl. Tell me which one. Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl. Josh Allen win a Super Bowl. Baker Mayfield win a Super Bowl. Tell me which one.
Tim.
Let Tim cook.
Tim, can I? And I knew somebody would do this right away. So
They were waiting.
If he played one great game, that makes him elite. So if he plays one bad game, does that?
Come on,
man. Well, he's played one great game this year.
What, this year? This year?
Okay. Well, there's been seven games.
Lots of great games.
There's been seven games. Let me ask you this, Tim. Tim, he plays one great game, so he's elite. So if he plays one horrible game, does that make him bad?
No, he's had bad games, right? But when he has bad games, look at the O-line. Look, if you look at the first
You can't do that.
Well, the O-line wasn't even that good yesterday.
Cam Jurgens is still in, and they're running the ball. They run 8 yards the first play, 5 yards on the next play, right? Cam Jurgens is sliding off blocks, hitting the linebacker, and the running game is working. When Cam Jurgens goes out, boom, the running game starts, stops working, right?
And Cam Jurgens has played every game this year. He's played every game this year, Tim, and they haven't been able to run the ball. Every game, every single game he's played.
So here's
the problem, Tim. You can't just say that every time he plays well, it is because of him, and every time he plays bad, it is because of everybody else. That's the problem. You can't just say it's the offense. If he's elite, like you're saying, then it can't just be that everybody else plays bad, so he doesn't get blamed for playing bad. But when he plays well, it means everybody else did their job. Like, you can't really believe that deep down in your soul.
It's not what I believe. It's what my eyes tell me, right? My eyes tell me that guy is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and the resume speaks to it, right? Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, none of these guys have the resume. He's been at two Super Bowls. He won one of them. He's got perfect passer rating when people are doing their job. He's one of the best.
When people are doing their job. They couldn't run the ball yesterday. Hold on. They couldn't run the ball yesterday. So how is anybody doing their job yesterday?
When they were doing their job, they did run the ball. That first drive.
I don't even think you're giving enough credit, Tim, to be honest with you. I think you are not giving Jalen enough credit. The point was yesterday, the running game was not doing their job. The point was is that yesterday he rose above the fact that the running game wasn't doing their job and carried them. And that's what elite players do. I reject the whole thing that when he doesn't play well, it is simply because everybody else just isn't doing their job. He's had games where he hasn't played well. You can't have no passing yards in a half.
Tell me about the resume that Josh Allen
Let's just talk about this year. I'm not talking about the resume. I'm talking about this year. I'm just not talking about the resume. I'm talking about this year. This year he has played uneven. This year he has played uneven.
No doubt. Uneven. Okay. But when he is good, he's the best. Perfect passer rating. You got to give it to him.
I did give it to him. But thank you for the call, Glenn. Some much needed hate. But I reject the fact that it is when he's not playing well, it's just simply because the line isn't blocking and they're not running the ball.
Made yesterday special was they didn't have a great offensive line performance and they couldn't run the ball and the defense wasn't great.
And he played great.
Yeah.
And he played great.
He put the cape on yesterday.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, listen, to me, the cape would have been in the first game. Did all the running around and
against Dallas, yes, he was good against
that
Dallas.
Was more of because he didn't throw the ball very well that game. He didn't throw the ball anywhere that game, so he had to run. I think did he run for two touchdowns in that game? I think he did run for two.
He certainly ran more that game than he's run any game this season.
Yeah. And listen, I think it's. You let people to the victor goes the spoils.
For
right?
sure.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So
absolutely.
The Jalen people, you know, and I'm one of them.
Yes.
You've been wanting to see a game like yesterday.
That was awesome.
Primarily because we know he has the ability to do it. But even I would say, as a pro Jalen guy, I want to see more of that. Now, I don't need to see a 79-yard touchdown pass every week. But the idea of throwing the ball down the field, being accurate, making the right reads, that's what he's capable of doing. That's what I want to see him do. The Giants game where he goes to the wrong guy against the blitz when clearly A.J. had one-on-one over the middle of the field. I don't know why you aren't looking for A.J. as a number one guy anyway, right? Why is Jahan Dotson where you want to go with the football?
Well, and on the blitz, that's where somebody's going to be open.
Right over the middle. It's a zero blitz, and then you can't miss the Devontae throw.
Sure, yeah.
you can't have those.
I just thought you mentioned it earlier. Of all the passes yesterday, it was the third down pass to A.J. on the sideline was a pass that I actually was surprised that he was able – to make. I mean he gunned it in there. He was on the run. AJ was right on the sideline. That was a high level throw that he made on that
and
play.
AJ plucked that thing out the air.
He did.
Man.
Yeah,
those guys are pretty good.
That's strong hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
he didn't even bobble that thing.
So two pieces of Jalen Hurts audio right here. The first one, so they're all coming, you know, off the field in the tunnel. And Howie Roseman is standing there sort of welcoming all of them. And Jalen Hurts yells this as he passes him.
Wait.
Well, that was as bad as I thought it was going to be. I couldn't hear one thing. I couldn't have predicted that better. I decided to do it anyway. That was on me. He basically yells, "We're not effing losers anymore."
Yeah.
And then he was asked about it afterwards, and here's what he had to say.
I know there's a clip where, to confirm, I said that we're not losers anymore. Because that's coming off the field. Because that's all I could think about. That's all I could think about throughout these last 2 weeks. You know, having opportunities to finish the game, to finish the fourth quarter. I really think this is the first time we've finished the fourth quarter, and finished in the second half. And so those things come up, and that's important in this game. And so I think definitely there was some fire there. But within that fire, you have to be the calm. You know, focus on executing your job, and that's all I was reiterating to the guys out there.
I think
that last part didn't even connect.
No. But
about.
I think his point about finishing the game. There have been some wins where we have hung on for dear life. That isn't what happened yesterday.
Yep.
Instead of hanging on for dear life and hoping they miss a field goal or hoping the defense makes a play, we didn't have to do that yesterday because they finished it at the end of the game. That pass to AJ Brown. That on the third and nine, that finished the game. And they didn't have to rely on a Jalen Carter sack or whatever the hell would happen once the Vikings got the ball. The offense finished the game yesterday.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about the offense going out there and putting the nail in the coffin on the Vikings. And he's talking about playing two halves of football. Again, there's always going to be things that they need to improve upon and get better at. It wasn't a flawless game. But the idea that at least they were able to come out and make big plays late in that fourth quarter that needed to be made. The third quarter touchdown to Devontae, that play needed to happen. That explosive play needed to happen. And the game still wasn't over. It's a 21-16 game. The game is still there. Like, they scored, and then we went down there and gave up a touchdown.
Yep.
And so now it's 21-16. It's still a game in the fourth quarter. And that touchdown to AJ was a professional quarterback throw.
Yes.
That skinny post up the rail with Devontae trying to clear out for him. And that's Jalen throwing with anticipation and saying, "I'm going to give my guy a chance." Because, I mean, AJ's covered there a little bit. It's not like he's wide open. Right? You got to make a good throw there. And that's what Jalen did. He made a good throw there. It's a great catch by AJ.
When you're talking about high-level elite quarterbacking, that is the throw you have to make.
Yeah.
That's the throw you have to make.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Get to the calls right after. Whoa, go ahead. Oh, yeah. Eichel, and Ike has something. He put his finger up right after Jack.
A thought popped in my head.
Yep. Remember it.
2 o'clock hour?
Yep.
No, it's something that has to do with now.
Okay.
Go ahead before I forget.
All right, hold on. We got to run. No, I'm just kidding. So, listen, yesterday, a perfect performance by old QB1.
Yep.
But a place that gives you the old way. Their pass ratings, always 158.3.
Yes.
Yeah, never a doubt.
National Appliance Warehouse.
That's National Appliance Warehouse. And why are they always perfect? Well, one.
Jack, tell them about the price.
Listen, you're going to get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. Tax-free Delaware helps. They always have great.
Say it for the people in the back, Jack.
Great savings events going on. And Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. And NC price updates price tags all throughout the store.
Jack, I think you undersell it. The price is actually update. In the store. While you're there to make sure you're getting the best price.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of something like that.
It's unbelievable. So that makes it perfect. Another thing that makes it perfect, you get the right appliance.
Louder for the people in the back, Jack.
Over 100 brands.
Yep.
Sub-Zero.
Wolf Cove. All the way down to the budget stuff.
Almost blanked, but we locked back in.
Yep.
So you're going to get the right appliance. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom. But the last thing that makes it perfect is the experience. You walk in there, they treat you like family, Spike, but the good part of the family. And you know that National Appliance Warehouse is one of the fastest-growing retailers in the Delaware Valley. If you want to join their team, their difference-making culture, you got to email Scott at NAWDE.com. That is Scott at NAWDE.com. Visit NationalApplianceWarehouse.com or stop by their Wilmington or Middletown showroom in tax-free Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Louder for the people in the back, Jack.
What was your point?
Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Awesome.
No, I was saying with Jalen, I want him to remember that feeling that he had yesterday throwing the ball and play with that confidence that and that swagger of throwing the football. Like, that's what his teammates need. That's what they're asking for. You see the reaction they had to some of those touchdown throws?
Yeah.
With the offensive lineman go right up to him and I don't know what they're saying to him, but I guarantee you it's something to the effect of, that's what I'm talking about. You're a beast. You're a dog. This is what, like, that's what they need because the run game isn't there. And
yep.
It may get a little bit better. I don't know how much better it's going to be. So until I see that, fortunately, we have this ability with our passing game and our passing weapons that you can lean on that. Like, we can lean on that. But he has to play at that level. 23 throws, good throws. That wasn't 30 or 40 passing attempts yesterday. That was 23 throws.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned the running game. One of the best little moments I thought yesterday, when he hit the Devontae throw, there's an angle where you can see Saquon Barkley already celebrating.
What you're about.
And here's a guy who is having, let it be clear,
the worst year.
Injuries aside, the worst year of his career so far.
Yep.
The worst year of his career. He's out there celebrating the quarterback throwing a bomb to Devontae Smith. That is why I think he is so respected within the locker room.
Yep.
And I think it's why he's become a leader so quick. He truly, not that I don't think Jalen just wants to, Saquon Barkley just wants to win games.
Yep.
I'm sure he wants to be playing better.
Team guy.
But he is a team guy. Yep.
Listen, that guy stood up. He stood up for Daniel Jones, but nobody in the world would.
Yep.
So that guy's a team guy. And there are a lot of running backs around the league with the ability. No, I shouldn't say there's a lot of running backs around the league with the ability to Saquon. What I'm saying is, if they had that ability and weren't having that success, you would see them outwardly complaining. You know, you would see their body language being different. You would see them outwardly frustrated, sometimes even barking at their offensive linemen, wondering why they can't get holes opened up for them. You may hear some undertones or some undermining of the offensive line in post-game press conferences because those guys usually they want the message to be known that it's not me. You know, it's not me.
There's no holes. There's no holes.
Yeah, and so Saquon isn't that type of player. He isn't that type of teammate. I love the fact that he cheers on his own guys. And even more so, I love the fact that he doesn't let his leadership and his the way he goes about leading be dictated by his production on the field.
Yep.
He's being a leader at all times. Good times, rough times for him, tough times for him. He's been the consummate teammate all the time.
After every game, I do not see him ever with a, oh no, I didn't get my yards.
Nope.
Not one time. I don't
nope.
even hear it in his voice,
yep.
in his presentation. And you said another – Daniel Jones is a legitimate MVP candidate.
Oh, yeah.
It's why he had another great game yesterday.
Man.
He beat Jack's guy. Beat the hell out of Jack's guy.
38.
Those Colts, man.
Yep.
At least they're in the AFC.
Yeah.
Only way we see them is in the Super Bowl. The Nick Sirianni Bowl?
Wow.
Eagles versus Colts?
Wow, the Sirianni Bowl.
Shane Steichen returns? Oh.
Hurts versus Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Basically the same player?
It's basically the same player.
Too much.
Someone said that.
Too much.
Herbert's dead to me. He cost me a $400 parlay yesterday. One leg away, Spike. He couldn't throw to Ladd McConkey one time.
Oh, well, McConkey's production's gone down pretty significant. Look,
because Keenan Allen's back.
Yeah, that guy might be a loser.
He might be.
You're a guy.
Well, listen, I told everyone he's a staffer to the 2030s. He'll get to a great team, and he'll be great.
Once he leaves the Chargers.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jared in Allentown, you're on WIP. What's up, Jared?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Jared?
What's up, Jared?
First, Jalen Hurts is better than Justin Herbert. Not even close.
I don't think so, but all right.
And also, can I get some Ike juice with those?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Wow.
Buzz was ready.
Buzz was on it. Did you warn Buzz you were going to go to Ike juice?
Nah, you can always tell when a caller's about to go there.
Okay.
You got to have the ear.
But, I mean, I feel like Jalen Hurts is, he's definitely back in action. And it's just weird how Jalen Hurts always gets so much criticism, but Saquon doesn't. I mean, we got to understand that the offensive line is the driving force of this team. So if the line's not doing well, things can go bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much true.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they were...
They're pass blocking okay. It's the run blocking that's been the issue.
Yeah, which, you know, if you can give any motivation to the offense... I know offensive linemen do not like pass blocking as much as they like run blocking.
Right, they like run blocking more.
Guys, if you don't start blocking better and running...
We're going to throw it more.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a lot more pass blocking. I don't think they were bad pass blocking yesterday. I thought they were fine. No. He had plenty... They didn't blitz very much at all. They really were only sending four, and when they were sending four, it felt like they were doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, they used a little sim pressure to try to confuse. It didn't work. They were ready for it. The Eagles were ready for it yesterday.
So I have this fun proposal I want the three of you guys to do. So from 2000 and beyond, Eagles players only, you three have to draft players and basically – one player each, three wide receivers, and see who has the best all-time Eagle team, but 2000 and beyond, because no one cares about before that.
No one cares? Oh, that is
For Jack. That was for Jack Fritz.
Okay, all right. That might be a good bye week, good bye week thing, or a good off-season thing, drafting our all-time Eagles.
Well, we need it for the bye week since we're not getting one-on-one basketball.
Yeah. If ever.
Do we draft a special teams player as well?
I'm doing first and foremost. Yeah.
Or punter, two running backs.
I'm drafting myself as a linebacker.
Yeah, I was gonna say. That was like, thank you for the call, Jared. That was like when I saw, you remember the great Leonard Weaver?
Yeah.
And there was I think it was an Eagles Radiothon item where you got to play Madden against Leonard Weaver. I think it was at the draft party, actually.
I think so. I think I remember that.
And the first thing Leonard Weaver did was put himself in as the starting tailback.
Yep,
not the fullback.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same thing I did in Madden.
Weave was one of the
best. You're going to the bench, Dahani.
Oh, really?
Whichever one that wasn't Los and Trot, the other one was going to the bench.
Weave was one of the greats, man.
Yeah,
we
only got him for a short time.
With that horrible injury.
Man, that was a terrible injury.
Yeah, but as a guy, his disposition, he was always, he reminded me of BG he was always smiling, was always in a good mood, always had something good to say. And he loved being an Eagle, too, even though he was only here for a short time.
Yeah.
Defense overall yesterday, we talked about it. It was nice to see. It was maybe Jalen Carter heard Brian Baldinger rip him. Jalen Carter made a couple of plays.
Yeah.
Still nothing on the edge. And
oh, you got Uche.
Uche had a sack. It was first sack of the year.
Yeah.
Ojulari ended up getting hurt. He had a hamstring. And I didn't, you know, N'Kobe Dean made a couple of plays.
I
think he played 29 or 30 snaps, and they tried Jahad Campbell at edge. I'll have to go back and watch. I don't remember him doing anything. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing there.
I don't even know if they actually rushed him.
Okay. Maybe just setting an edge.
He was an edge defender a lot. And some of the plays, they ran away from him or what have you.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's something he's gotten comfortable with just yet. And it's clearly more of an emergency thing for them to do now.
Yeah.
It's actually good for N'Kobe.
Yeah, to get on the field.
Where we are personnel-wise, because imagine if we actually had quality defensive end play there, then you wouldn't need Jahad Campbell up front.
It's a shame because I don't think there's – It doesn't seem like there's much of a chance that Kobe's going to be on the team next year.
Yeah, I don't know how you pay him.
Right. Now I don't know what he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
But if he does get on the field, if he plays anything like he did last year when he gets on the field, somebody's going to pay him something.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even know their personnel out there, and I can tell you why I think N'Kobe's probably going. Arizona.
Really? Oh, because of Gannon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And N'Kobe played great last year. It was his second game back.
He's a Gannon pick, right?
Well, he was 20.
Yeah, N'Kobe's a Gannon pick.
22
was his first year, I believe.
Yeah, and N'Kobe, it was the second game back, but his first game really playing significant snaps, and he looked pretty good out there yesterday. He did.
Yep. Good player, man. I mean, a damn good player.
If he can stay healthy.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy, yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, you're going to want to hear this coming up next.
Oh, who's getting game balls?
Game balls!
Because the top 5 of 5 is game balls, and I think I know who's getting the win.
Oh, yeah, well, hell.
Yeah.
We'll
see. Knowing him, you never know.
Well, you do never know because he gave him a game ball when he played bad once. Just to be an ass. He did win. He did win. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.